changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world. No more, no more complaining people. Their lives are changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world. No more, no more.
Today I want to continue our conversation about How to Win Friends and Influence People by Dale Carnegie. Dale Carnegie, of course, was a writer who lived in the 1950s on. He wrote the book in the 1950s, How to Win Friends and Influence People. And it's a handbook on how to deal with people and bring them to your way of thinking in some ways, but also more importantly, for you to think, to go to other people's way of thinking. In other words, to be open to what other people are thinking. Carnegie talked about a story. He told a story about two men trying to get a calf into a barn, and they pushed and they pushed and they pushed the calf, and the calf just dug its hooves in and pushed back. And they could not get this calf to go into a barn. And finally, a woman walked over and she extended her finger and let the calf begin to nurse on it. And as the calf began to nurse on her finger, she slowly backed into the barn and the calf just followed along. The point he's making is that we need to make sure that people do and animals want to do something. We think about, how can I get somebody to do something? Well, you can only get somebody to do something if they really want to do it. And so we often approach, what can I say to this person to get them to do what it is I want them to do? In reality, what we need to do is to figure out how what it is we want aligns with that other person's values. So, give you an example. In the Love Languages books, I am words of appreciation and approval. That's my big thing. And if a person is in a relationship with me, if people express appreciation and approval for me, then I am far more likely to want to do something for them. Is that being manipulative? I don't think so. I think it's just dialing in the combination that is Will Bowen. We all are that way. So when we are wanting someone to do something for us or to move in a particular direction, we are far more likely to have them do it when we approach it from getting them to want to do it. I know that sounds crazy and I know it sounds manipulative. The thing is, you're going to make the ask anyway. So try and figure out what it is that makes that person feel great. When Leah, my daughter, was little, she liked to do silly little things like run around the house like a superhero. And I would ask her to put up her toys or something like that. And I'd come back to her room and she's still playing. I'm like, dinner's almost ready. You got to put your toys away. And then I would think, okay, what motivates Leah? Superhero time, getting to run around the house like a superhero, like a nut, as her mom would say, run around the house like a nut. And so I'd say, okay, I'll tell you what, if you can get the toys put away in the next 2 minutes, and I'm going to set a clock, then you get to have 3 minutes of superhero time. The toys were put away. You could say I was being manipulative. You could also say that what I was doing was approaching it from something that she wanted. We need to arouse, as Andrew Carnegie said, a sincere desire in the other person. We want to fill that person's bucket before we make an ask. I think about Ken Blanchard, the author of The 1 Minute Manager and so many other great books. And in The 1 Minute Manager, he talks about the compliment sandwich, and that is you compliment someone for a specific behavior, and then you ask for the new behavior that it is you want. I'd like for you to this way. I would like it if you this. And then you compliment the person again. And this is straight really out of How to Win Friends and Influence People, because you're making the person feel good in the beginning. You're giving a very direct ask. And then you're giving them that reputation to live up to that Dale Carnegie talks about. Giving them a reputation. You always surprise me with your ingenuity, or I'm always excited to see how you make things work out so well. Something like that gives the person inspiration, and it gives them an ideal to live up to. And that's what moves people forward. There's a wonderful book called, I think it's called How Full Is Your Bucket? It's a very small book. And it talks about that in every interaction, when you're with people, you are at either ladling into their bucket or ladling out of their bucket. In other words, you're helping to fill their bucket or you're helping to deplete their bucket. And one of the things that we can do that makes our life better is try and make every little interaction a bucket filling moment for the other person. I ran into my neighbor this morning, and it used to be that I would just gruff past my neighbor, especially at 6 o'clock in the morning as we're going in opposite directions to walk our dogs. And nowadays, I make a conscious decision to stand, to smile, and I've been doing this for a while, but it's a little thing we can do to fill someone else's bucket. And because of this connection we've developed, whenever I go out of town, she more than happily waters my flowers for me, which is so wonderful. So think about it in those terms. If you want someone to do something for you, it's amazing. You'll see people in customer service situations who just demand whatever it is they want, rather than taking a second to recognize that they're talking to another human being that did not cause the problem, and who is really there to try and help you. Now, you may not like the level of the help, or you may not like the look on their face, but that is what they're there to do. And you're only going to make it worse by not acknowledging that person as a person. I just keep coming back to this old saying, and I know it's barely applicable, but the idea that those convinced against their will are of the same opinion still. When you push somebody to do something, they are going to push back. One of the things that I've discovered over the years, and I learned this, Tim Cook, I said before, is a big master of this in Apple, and that is that you want to, instead of telling somebody something, say, hey, what would you think about doing this? Or don't you think things would improve when we do this? Or what do you think about this idea? What do you think about how can we address this? Something along those lines, instead of saying, I want you to do A, B, and C. And then people go, bleh. And then the other thing is that's disempowering, because you've now told people how to do something rather than inspiring them to do the end result. We all have things that we want other people to do for us. If we approach it with how quickly and easily can I get this done for myself, we're going to meet resistance, especially if we are didactic and tell people what to do. However, if we can say to the other person, or say to ourselves rather, what does the other person want? What would make them feel good in accomplishing this task? And then you approach it and you make your ask. Give that a try today. I'm sure it'll make it a wonderful change in your day.
No more, no more complaining people. Their lives are changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world. No more, no more complaining people, their lives are changing. We're flying.